Hello and welcome to Word for the Day. This is Father Pete Matthews from St. Patrick's Anglican Church in Lexington, Kentucky. And on today's Word for the Day, I'm going to look at Psalm 107, verse 1. It's a verse that's a repeat from my Sunday reading, which is Psalm 106. Both Psalms begin with the same statement. And verse 1 says this, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is gracious, and his mercy endures forever." What an encouraging verse. So we're invited to just offer thanks to the Lord. And it's because he's a God full of grace. He is gracious toward us. He gives us favor as a gift because of who he is. That's just his character, to be gracious. And then his mercy is an expression of that graciousness, and it's eternal. It endures forever. Isn't that something? In the Bible, mercy has kind of a couple different dimensions. In one hand, it's mercy that comes with forgiveness. That's how we tend to think about it. You know, I've done something wrong. I deserve to be held accountable. Someone has mercy on me. And so it has that notion, you know, that when we receive forgiveness, God's mercy is a forever mercy. It never ends. But mercy also is just God's attention and God's presence in God's goodness toward us. So if you ever heard of the Jesus prayer, it says, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And that prayer, when people who pray that regularly teach on it, they'll say, when you're asking for mercy there, part of it is, you know, because you're owning that you're a sinner, but it's bigger than that. It's sort of God's blessing and shalom and goodness for your whole life. And so both those things are operating here in this verse, and saying it's a forever thing. What an important truth to root our thinking in. You know, that God is gracious and his mercy endures forever. And that parallel statement means his graciousness is forever as well. So now people might ask, well, what about, you know, texts about judgment and being held accountable? How do those fit in? Well, they do fit in, and they're important texts. But I think if you kind of tie the whole scriptural story together, the way they work is this. God's movement toward us is always gracious and merciful. But we can turn against that. He's always going to be that toward us, but we turn against him. And you know, the light of God's love, his holy love, is so powerful and alive that when I rebel against that and turn against that, then I experience that as judgment. And it's real. And it's not like, you know, I'm not trying to soft pedal it. I'm just saying it's more about our heart position and where we turn regarding that. But God's posture toward us, especially if we're in covenant with him through Jesus Christ, is he's gracious and his mercy endures forever. So this verse is an invitation to just receive that and live into it. God bless and have a great day.